Black Sabbath had two really good albums when they first came out of the chute. The first one, Black Sabbath, and the second one, Paranoid. Believe it or not, the first one took 1 day to record. The second one only took 4 days. Iron Man was on that, but it was so quick and very successful. Tony Iommi doesn't really remember a whole bunch about recording Iron Man.
It was on the same session, you know, we'd done it very quick. And all the Paranoid album was nothing memorable as far as doing each track. And what I did remember, we were so pleased when we'd done that album. We really enjoyed that album, as we did the first one. And, of course, it went in England straight to number one. So for us, we were, like, thrilled.
So you enjoyed it, but you don't remember it. Hey, we lost AC/DC's Bon Scott on this day 40 years ago. Ronald Belford Scott. He met Angus and Malcolm Young when he was recovering from a motorcycle accident, and he was driving the brothers around. And how he got to be the singer? Well, it was quite bold. Here's Malcolm Young to tell the story.
We were traveling down to Adelaide for the first time. And Bon had the car to drive us to the next gig. And then the next morning, there's this banging on the door, and there's Bon. And he's straight in, and he said, "You know that singer you got? Really bad, you know?" He said, "I'm your singer, you know? I want to be in the band, you know?" Anyway, we had a little jam with Bon, and we've got a good band now. Just a great character, you know?
That is an example of some brass ones.